day you terrain, I'll be your listening hood.
Good morning. So now, starting a few weeks, Shai Rochen. And the person has to be aware that it's a time when the person can have tremendous darkness in Avodas Hashem. Unfortunately, because their feelings of Avedus and being spoken in the Churban aren't the pleasant feelings, many people feel that it's easier to ignore. You have to be aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if He wants us to have these feelings, will make sure that we have them. And if a person rejects these feelings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can force a person to face the unhappiness that is Golus. And it would be a tremendous loss that at the end of the 3 weeks, a person should have gone, the whole time should have gone by, without any form of aliyah, without any form of steiging. And then this is a time where a person can get a certain closeness, that's a moyed, it's a meeting, like you meet somebody in one manner, you meet somebody in another manner. It's a time where we meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Mr. Chinuch Weiss, in Mitzvah Tov Peiches, that Shvoch created within a human being different moods. It's an interesting chinuch. And if a person uses all the moods in the correct manner to serve Hashem, he will then grow from it. But if a person doesn't, then what happens is, imagine a person during the 3 weeks doesn't take time to be misavol. And during Purim and Yom Tov, he's not happy. A person can sometimes turn things upside down. And he thinks to himself, look, at least I avoid those negative feelings. In the end, a person ends up in much worse. We're not guaranteed, chas v'shalom, there's going to be another Holocaust. First, I have to understand that this is the matzav we're in Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously is waiting for us to do some more. There's a story, Chazal say, the story every little child knows. But it's still kedai to be misbrain and to think about what more we can learn. And this is the story of cancer about cancer. I'm just going to say very, very briefly the highlights of the story, because at the end of the day, everybody knows the story. There was a person that he had a good friend called Kamtzer and a big enemy called Bar Kamtzer. And he was making a big party and he asked his messenger, would you please invite Kamtzer? The messenger invited Bar Kamtzer, and during the meal he sees him and he's upset, what are you doing at my party? And what he does is he throws him out. Bar Kamtzer pleads with him to let him stay. He offers to pay for his portion, for half a meal, for the entire meal. He refuses the offers, he throws him out. Bar Kamtzer sees how the Talmidei Chachamim didn't stand up to this. So he decides that he's going to arrange for the Israelis to be destroyed. He goes to the Roman Emperor and he says, Kal Yisrael rebelled against you. And he proves it to him by taking a korban and he puts a small mum, small blemish, either in the eye or in the lip, a split lip. And what he does is, it's interesting, Maharal says that Chazal say the words, the Lashon of the Gemara is that by the goyim is not a mum, by Kal Yisrael it is a mum. Because a small split lip is at the gam of the Lashon Hara, speaking nasty. The bad eye is seeing things, looking negatively. And what happens is, the Roman Emperor sees that Kaiser refused to be in the Korban, you have the story of Chavin of Kula, so they try different ways to arrange for the Korban to be bought, but in the end the Korban wasn't bought, and that it was, Chazal say, that is the story, so to speak, that was the final nail in the coffin of the Churban of Beis Hamikdash. So, one of the questions which now Farshim discuss is the Gemara says, are cancer or bad cancer? Well, because of cancer and bad cancer, the big question is, what did cancer do wrong? Cancer wasn't invited, cancer did not even know about the party. What did cancer do wrong? But the Maharal says, it's an interesting point. The Maharal says that the word cancer means a fistful, a tight fistful. Meaning that what happened was that the relationship was one of exclusion, it's like a clique. That they were friends as much as possible to ignore other people. I once said this over this once about Alan, so he told me after the Shia, and I liked it. He said he was once in a train in Germany, about 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And what happened was there was a carriage of four or five people. And one of them was like one of these real anti-Semites, he hated, the hatred was just coming off him in waves. Nowadays it's not socially acceptable to say anything. So what he did was, this guy opened up a packet of biscuits and he went round the carriage with only four or five people. He offered every person biscuits except for this yid. And that's how he made himself feel good that he managed to shtech the yid. It's a silly story, but the point is that sometimes a person does an act of kindness where the whole intention is, how can I exclude somebody else? Says Mara, that was the relationship that was going on there. It was cancer, cancer is a cream, it's a fistful, it was a tight connection. Bar cancer, the word bar means the outside. Bar means on the outside. Bar cancer, they were out. And they had a relationship which was based on the fact who was in and who was out. And then a person has to sometimes think about it when he's extra kind to somebody that he feels is within his own relationship, somebody that looks like him, somebody that behaves like him. And the person has to be very careful, chas v'sholom, that his relationship, the Maal says, the chesed that they used to do was only to exclude other people. And this is something, it's an interesting thing to think about, how often sometimes a person can be nice to somebody, but his whole intention is because this person is closer to me, and that way he feels good that he can exclude other people. That's how Maal explains. There's a sefer from Chaim Zayshik, Zechatzadik Levocha, called Sefer Kol Tzefach, and this is what I want to speak about. He says a different explanation completely. He mentions the Ramban in Parshas Vo'eiro, an interesting Ramban. When it comes to the Makkos, the always says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened the heart of Paro. Vayechzak Hashem estei Paro, Hashem hardened the heart of Paro. You can sit closer, it's not dangerous over here. Vayechzak Hashem estei Paro, Hashem hardened the heart of Paro. When it comes to Makas Shechin, suddenly it stops saying that. Sorry, I made a mistake, I said it wrong. It always says that power hardened his heart. Power was what hardened his heart. It comes to Makas Shechin, it says that Yechzak Hashem is Leib Power. Suddenly when it comes to Makas Shechin, Hashem has to harden the heart of power. And the question is, what was so bad about Shechin that power on his own was not able to cope with it? That means, all the Makas till Shechin, power was stubborn. No, I'm not going to listen to Hashem. Came to Shechin, he didn't have it within him. And only because Hashem hardened his heart did that change. Rashi asks it a little bit. Rashi said, the first five, power did it. And after five, Hashem said, well, you've done it so much, I will do it. Rashi splits it five and five. But the Ramban says an interesting explanation. The Ramban says that by Makas Shechin, it says, that the Chartumim, the advisors, the sorcerers, the magicians of power were not able to stand there. In the Sefer Me'ini Sol, it describes that Chavos Chaim used to laugh and chuckle when he would read this pasuk. The Chartumim were covered in boils. And until then, they used to stand around power in arrogance. And when they came to Makas Shechin, they were so covered in boils, they weren't able to stand. So they all went home because they were in such pain, with such discomfort, so humiliation, covered in boils, that none of the Chartumim were there. So power was there on his own. Since power was there on his own, says the Ramban, he didn't have the social backing. He didn't have social backing. And therefore he wasn't able to stand up to Moshe now. If not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart, he would have conceded to Moshe and Aaron for no other reason than the fact that he was embarrassed. He was on his own, he didn't have other people to support him. It's an interesting Ramban, and the Kutsafayach learns from here, at Poshta, but he said this thing in the Kuddah, that is, that a person is only able to do something wrong when he has social backing. When everybody around him is upset with the way that he's behaving, then he loses the ability to do something wrong. Says that's the story the world says, cancer about cancer. That cancer was a very good friend of this person. Yet he knew that this person hated Bar Kamsa, was willing to treat him so badly. That means it was socially acceptable to have enemies and still be a good friend of that person. That means Kamsa was aware that he has this person, we don't know the person's name, this person who invited the party. But he was aware that there's somebody who can treat other people so badly, and it made no difference to his relationship. It says like this, that what happened was, by the time of the Churban, it became socially acceptable for people to treat other people badly, and it wasn't looked down. And that was the yisoid of the Churban. When it became normal that a person can behave in such a way, then the Beis HaMikdash has to be destroyed. No, that's destruction of Klal Yisrael. I once heard a story, I heard it from a person that happened to him. They made a very big impression about this nekuta of socially acceptable, because it's a very interesting point. Somebody said like this, I used to teach a bit in the Sumerach, and a person who was thinking of becoming a Baal Teshuva came in and said over this story, they made a huge impression. He said that who came from a very modern Orthodox family. And what happened was, one day his father calls in the morning and he said, "I'm sorry to tell you that the oldest brother has started marrying, has started dating a shiksa." He didn't use the word shiksa probably. A non-Jewish girl. And we're very disappointed. But he's inviting her around for supper. He's coming around for supper. But I'm asking all of the children, please do not say anything that will make her uncomfortable. She's non-Jewish, we're disappointed that he's meeting her. But the fact is, don't use nasty words. Make sure that the person shouldn't feel that we treat people nicely in this house. So invite them all around. And the brother and his non-Jewish girlfriend came in, and they spent the evening socializing. It's a nice girl, sweet, friendly girl, and that's what happened. A few months later, he was sitting at the same table, the same round people, with some guests, and this boy, the one who's saying over the story, said that he made a joke. That this joke was a racist joke, and not only that, he used the terrible word, I'm about to say nowadays, it was on YouTube, nigger, Schwarzer. And what happened was, his father lost it with him. Completely lost it with him. How can you speak like that? This is not how we brought you up. And in front of all the guests, he embarrassed him and shamed and screamed at him. This is not how we behave in this house. And it was a very clever story, in the sense that what happened was, what he felt to a certain extent, unfortunately he became not from, but what happened was that marrying a non-Jewish girl, dating a non-Jewish girl, that's something upsetting, disappointing. We're not going to overreact. But when it came to using a racist slur, which we suppose it shouldn't, that took the father out of his kingdom. He can't cope with it anymore. There are certain things, so to speak, that are socially acceptable and certain things that are not. And what the Gemara is telling us over here, that what went wrong over here was that it became normal, so to speak, to have enemies which you'd throw out of your party and people would continue to be your friend. It made no difference to the relationship. And when that happened, that caused the chum. We have to understand that we have to check what by us, which avodas by us are socially acceptable, which can cause such a chorban, like Chazal say, that council by council is finished, was destroyed. And unfortunately, one of the things that has become very acceptable is our behavior in shul. The person walks in late to shul, nobody jumps up and down, "I walked into shul late." Hashem, the person was to drink a coffee after a meaty meal. He was like, "Hey, we get a fleshik." No, that's not socially acceptable. There's no such thing. If you would see somebody drinking a coffee after a meaty, even if it's after chicken, and has a milky coffee 20 minutes later, people would jump. How can you do such a thing? But if it comes to shul late, or schmoozes with davening perhaps, and this is a huge chisson, so to speak, that it's become normal. And Be'emes Chazal put it at one of the worst averes there are. The Shavuot says that somebody talks in Abin Shul, God el Abinim Nesoy, his avera is greater than which can be burdened. That means there's no avera which can be burdened like the kind called heaven, God el Abinim Nesoy. It's like the avera of Ritzicha. A person who can talk during davening, God el Abinim Nesoy, says the Shavuot. His avera is so big that it can't possibly be carried. The Gemara in Bracha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I read out the words of God, I believe the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechonon, B'shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Beis HaKnesses Ve'emotza Bo Asof, Hashem comes to Shul, and at the time of Davin, and there's no 10 people, Miyad Hu Koyes, immediately he gets angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. That means if a person comes late to Shul, and because of him there was no minyan, he has caused anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. The same thing for Shachas Menchama, Shenema, I've come, and nobody's there. And the pasuk there continues, is my hands too weak to redeem you? That means when a person comes late to davening, what he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you are not able to really help me. Because if a person really believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help him, there was no way in the world he would come in late. The person had an important meeting with somebody that was hoping to get a job back. A person would never dream of coming there. It wouldn't be possible. There was anyone told me that he had to go to Michal and the Lefkowitz, Sefer, to get to Bnei Brak. In those days, they advertised it's only half an hour journey, but it might be on the bus, it takes about 50 minutes. And there were two buses, one which would got him, he had appointments for 1.5 hours on a Sunday, 8 o'clock. One that appointment would get him there, the bus would get him there at 8 o'clock, one would get him there 30 minutes early. So which one did he take? To 30 minutes early, because if the bus gets delayed by a couple of traffic lights, he'll miss his whole meeting. So he got there, he took the bus early, and ended up the bus went even faster, he got the 40 minutes early, so he ended up learning another bit special. But the point is, if a person believes that there's a Tayelis, there's a Maila, there's a Darga in it, how would a person be able to come in late? He wouldn't dream of such a thing. Chazal say, miyad v'koyis. Talk about the spending the next 3 weeks being mis'abel on the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And we said this morning, that the Beis HaMikdash is imachtiv b'beis tefilosi, ki beisi beis tefilo yikoy l'cholo amim. The house of the Beis HaMikdash is a house based tefilo yikoy l'cholo amim. It's a house which is called the Beis Tefilo. That is the title the Beis HaMikdash will be given when Mashiach comes b'meru yomeinu. Then we will say, beisi beis tefilo yikoy l'cholo amim. What will we call the Beis HaMikdash? A Beis Tefilo, a place where a person can daven. That is the title the Beis HaMikdash will get. And if a person comes in late, so what he's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm not interested in the Beis Tefilo that you've got to offer me. You've given me a Beis Tefilo, and I don't find that so exciting. The Pasuk in Eicha says, Zonach Hashem es Mikdoshe, Hashem rejected his Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, it's been marred in others. What means Zonach Hashem es Mikdoshe? What's the rejection? Rejection means that I offer you something and you reject it. Because the way you've offered it to me is not very nice. Right? The person comes up to you and gives you something in a particularly unpleasant manner, disrespectful manner. They say, forget it, leave it, I don't need it. I don't need it from you. Zonach Hashem es Mikdoshe. Hashem says to Kali Sol, forget it, I don't need it from you. Leave it, I can manage without you. And Be'emes, this message comes up in Malachi again and again. I just want to read out some psukim. Because Be'emes, we had a whole corona. And for months, the shuls were closed. And there was a huge chizuk afterwards. Remember, some of them even talked about appointing somebody to talk, to stop people from talking, etc. And what happens, unfortunately, with time, it gets forgotten. But there was a feeling of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us, I don't need you in my shul anymore. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says this in Malachi, if you're able to read Malachi, it's not very nice, if you clock him. He says very, very strong words. He said like this, Ben Yechavet Ov Eved Adonov. A son respects his father, and a servant honors his master. V'im Ov Oni Ayei Chavoydi, if I'm a father, where are you honoring me? V'im Adonim Oni Ayei Meroi, where have you feared me? Omar Hashem Tzvokos. So the Chavah Kenim, Boizei Shmi, you've disgraced my name. And you bring posuk after posuk, Adishma Mizbechi Lechem Megoyom, you bring bread which is dirty. The table of Hashem, the place of Hashem, is disgraceful. And listen to the words, unbelievable. It goes on and on, HaKaveinu Lefkosecho, the famous posuk. Would you bring it to your master? Would you bring it to a king? Would you behave like this with a master? The Ato, he says, Chavno Pneikei Mechoneinu. He says, Migam Bochem Beyispir Delosayim. The Novi, like Shvuchu says to the Novi, who amongst you, v'yizkeh d'losayim, I beg of you, close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Hashem says to the Novi. I ask you, do me one favor, close the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? But it's so evil, mizbechem chinom, please do not light a fire on my mizbeach. Don't bother lighting fire on my mizbeach. This is what the Shvuchu says to the Novi. Eini chifetz bochem omar Hashem tzvokis. I have no desire in your avoida anymore. U'mincha v'yatzem yedchem, I do not want your mincha. Why? Wherever I go, my name is honored. And what happens is, but you disgrace my name. It's a very long payoff. If you get to be Malachi, Malachi says those words, I ask you to do me one favor, just close the doors of Beis HaMikdash. Please don't light a fire in the Mizbeach. Because when you come in, you don't treat it with respect. So what's the point? I'd rather you didn't come. And this is the put on fortune. That this the kudah which he points out, is that the story of Kamsa about Kamsa, what was Kamsa was at fault was that he did not have an issue with having somebody that could throw out somebody from a party. It became normal. And unfortunately, there are certain avivas that become normal. Baruch Hashem Taker. It's wonderful that Basar B'cholov has become Mamish a mitzvah, which people are misdazeh, people are scared of. Nobody would dream if a person would see somebody drinking a coffee after eating meal, a person would stop being offended. It would be very difficult to continue having a relationship with such a person. But unfortunately, there are certain avivas that become like normal, become absolutely normal. We come in late, we leave early, person's in a rush, person's. And obviously, everybody has an onus. But to make it as it's a habit, this is the normal way to behave. It's normal to come in late. It's normal to talk to davening. That shows a chesed kavod shemayim. I just say a gemara nida once said it here before, but it's unbelievable. The gemara tells us in the nida on the base. The gemara says like this. I once said this gemara from Matzor Salmon. Well, and it made a huge impression. It's unbelievable gemara. The gemara says like this. There were three things they wanted to verify, find out. Mayas odom mayechkam. What should a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? So they said, Yalbe be yeshiva be mayed b'schoish. He spent his time sitting and learning Torah. Omu habi also came below Yehoi Elohim. Many people did that, and it did not work. Well, so someone Shlita said that they sent people around there as a soul to check, and they found people that sat and learned, and they never became Talmidei Chachamim. That means obviously because they checked it out. So Eli Yavachshu Rachamim Mishachoch Mashalo, you have to dive into the one that can teach Torah. The war continues. So the Gemara says a few lines describing the Hashivos of Torah, how you can get it from Hashem. Then the Gemara says, Mayas Odom Yisrasha, what should a person do to become wealthy? Says the Gemara, Yavah B'Schayo B'Yisit V'Bemona, a person should make sure to deal honestly. If a person does business up Yashvus, to Panos, I have seen many people, and those that have dealt in business honestly, they are the ones that become wealthy. There were many people that behaved with honesty and tried their best, and they never became wealthy. You have to daven for Hashem to get wealth. And finally, they ask, what should you do? How could a person be zeicher to have good children? What should he do? So the Gemara says he should marry a woman that is erech, and he should make sure to behave with kedusha. How we also came below Yehilu, there were many people that did all of this, and they did not have children that served Hashem correctly. The Gemara tells us there are three things that a person wants in life. He wants to be zeicher to Torah, he wants to be zeicher to parnasa, he wants to be zeicher to good children. And each time the Gemara gives us advice as to the best way to get this. And a person needs to learn hard, a person needs to behave with honesty, and a person needs to make sure to have to marry and behave in a Kaddish Dika manner with his wife. But all of these advices, the Gemara, do not work on their own. They only work if at the same time a person is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu correctly. Without that, it doesn't work. A person who rushes out thinking to himself he'll get more money by rushing out, he'll get learn better, he'll be able to do more. He's leaving the place where Yeshua can come from to a place where he's not guaranteed anything. And this is the big title of the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikor Yilechol Ha'amim. It is an interesting thing how a person has to be explaining about this. It's the Kudda, the Zonach Hashem is Bochoy. Hashem, so to speak, rejects. When a person is not ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the cover that is due to him, then what happens is Hashem says, fine, leave it. You know, I don't need it from you. And that is that was the big backup that we got. There was something which hasn't been in years. That for months, there was nobody dabbling in Yeshua. It was hard to picture what was going on. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has finally let us back in. So we have to be aware of the fact that it's a schus to be able to come into Shul. And we don't have to lose that schus again. I just want to say one more point. It's like this. That... I got 3 minutes?
Yeah,
5 minutes. 5 minutes. I just saw this. I saw this in the Sefer from Lot of Avtik, I think it was. It's a very nice point. Is that Chazal, that today, what's the great tragedy of Shavuot and Tammuz? The walls around Yerushalayim were broken. The walls around Yerushalayim symbolically was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps Klal Yisrael away for all the goyim. Now it's last week's parasha. Klal Yisrael have a unique factor that they are separate from all the goyim. Once they were a nice word from Bunim B'Shishchel. It says, the laws are different from all other nations. So he asks, every nation has different laws. He says, no. The laws of Klal Yisrael is that we have to be different from all other people. Our law is to be different from all other people. That means Klal Yisrael have this power of Klal Yisrael is a nation which is separate from all others. on the day that the wall was broken, that was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to Klal Yisrael said, you've lost your speciality. No longer are you going to be so special. No longer are you going to be different. There's a pasuk in Zechariah, which we say actually on Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when Mashiach comes, he will be for us like a wall of fire. We say to him in the Mincha on Tisha B'Av. Hashem promises that when Mashiach comes, he'll make a new wall. But the wall will be a wall of fire. Shemshem Pilkas, in his typical manner, said, what's the difference between a normal wall and a wall of fire? A normal wall, however thick it is, you can go all the way up to the wall, and then you can see and hear things going on in the past the wall. But if you've got a wall of fire, you can't get anywhere near. You can't get anywhere near. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, on Shavuos V'Tammuz, the wall was breached. That means the separation between Goyim and Klal Yisrael was weakened. But La Asid Lovoy is not going to be like that anymore. La Asid Lovoy, there's going to be a wall of fire. That Klal Yisrael are going to be so separate that the Goyim won't even be able to come close to the Mechitza which separates us. But that is our Avodah. Why are we so upset on Shavuos V'Tammuz? It's because we lost that wall that in Om Levodot Yishkenu HaGoyim L'Yizchashov. And now a big chiluk of the whole of Parshas Bilam is that Bilam recognized Klal Yisrael that they are different and they're separate, and that Abayin and Shittim was that they broke through, they breached the mechitzas that exist between Klal Yisrael and Hashem, between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim. I don't know if I should mention this, but some of you might be aware, I've said that I'm even aware of it, but there's a lot of games going on between different countries for. And fine, person might enjoy knowing about these things, but to become part of it is a breach in the wall of Klal Yisrael. To feel part of it is a breach in the wall of Klal Yisrael. I saw an unbelievable medrash, and I'll finish off this medrash, a powerful medrash, a medrash in Beit Kavod. The medrash says that La'asid Lovoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to invite every single one of us to a meal, the Sha'aboy V'Livyosam. Everybody knows about this meal. It's a very exciting party. We can't wait to be there. Wine, which is 6,000 years old, tables made, chairs made out of gold, rivers made out of perfume. It says the medrash that on the doorway there will be somebody not letting everybody in. You'll need a pass to get in. I need a pass to get in anyway. You need a pass to get into that party as well. It says the medrash, what will you have to have on this pass? That you've never been to a party which made the Goyim rejoice. If a person's been to a party which has rejoiced, which rejoiced with Goyim, one's not allowed to go into the party which was rejoiced with Hashem. It's an unbelievable thing. So does he hear? It's upsetting that people make a party to celebrate a something which the Goyim themselves rejoice with. That is a breach in the wall. You want to be invited to the Su'uda with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make sure that the Su'uda with the Goyim you've never been to. We should all be zoichetakim that the opposite of what Pasuk Malachi says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look forward to our avodah in Beis HaMikdash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want us to come in, and we should be zeichah b'mehu yaminu to see, ki beisi beis tefillah yikoi lechol ha'amim.